Hi, my name is Holden, and I'm from Louisiana, which is in the southern part of the United States. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs which maybe you've heard but don't fully understand. Phrasal verbs can often be kind of quirky and sound weird, and so we're going to look at three of them that, like I said, maybe you've heard before, and they are call on, even up, and juice up. So call on and juice up have many definitions, and even up only has one definition. So this is going to be a lot of information here, so hold tight. But we're going to go over this pretty slowly, so maybe it won't be too difficult. Call on has about four definitions, and we're going to look at three of those. So the first I want to look at is call on, meaning to ask for help. An example sentence I have is, the Christians called on God to take away their troubles. In this situation, the Christians asked God to help them. So maybe they're going through a difficult time and they need some assistance in their life. So the Christians pray to God and ask Him for their help. They call on God. The second definition I want to talk about of call on is meaning to visit. I could say, we called on my brother when we were on vacation in Florida. Here I'm saying I went to Florida, and while I was there, I visited my brother. So he lives there, I take a trip, and you know, while I'm there, I say, hey, let's go visit him, call him on my phone. So I'm calling on him to spend time with him. All right, and a third definition for call on is meaning to challenge. So in this case, it's to kind of disagree with someone or question something that they've said. So an example is, you could say, the debater called his opponent on several misstated facts. In this example, the debater reveals that his opponent has given false information to maybe an audience. So he says, hey, that's not true, or those are misstated facts. Those are wrong. I'm calling you on that. So that's how you call on someone to challenge, okay? So let's look at our second phrasal verb, which is even up. And even up, as I said, only has one definition. So we're going to be using it in a lot of different sentences, but it's all going to really have the same meaning pretty much. So the first way you can use even up, the example sentence I have is, the principal evened up the number of students in each classroom. Now, even up means to make something fairer or more equal. So here, let's pretend that we have 30 students in a school and we have two classrooms that have different numbers of students. So the principal, what he does is he takes students from one class and puts it in the other to make even classes. He evens it up. All right. The second definition, the even up only has the one definition, but the second sentence example I have is, the chef added more rice to my plate in order to even things up. So in this case, the chef is giving rice to customers and he's putting it on plates. Maybe he sees that my plate had a little bit less rice than the people with me's plates, so he adds more to even them up, make the plates all the same. And the third sentence that I have to look at is, my boss evened up our salaries this year. So in this situation, we're in a company where my boss is paying the employees all different amounts. Some people are making more than others. So the boss decides to even them up for this next year, and they're both going to be making, or all the employees will be making the same amount. So that is evening up, again, to make something fair or more equal. Okay, our last one is juice up, and juice up has about four or five different definitions. Of course, we're going to look at three of those, and the first is to make something more exciting or perform better. So I could say, Larry is buying more memory to juice up his computer. Here he's going to upgrade his computer, buy some memory modules, put it inside, and with the hopes that his computer will be a lot faster and just maybe perform better. So that is Larry using juice up to mean that he is making his his laptop more exciting for him and, of course, perform better. All right, so a second definition for juice up is to turn on the electricity to something. So you could say the janitor juiced up the electricity in the building. And in this case, he's simply turning on the electricity because there was none previously and it was dark. And so he turns on the electricity. He juices it up. And the third definition I have for you is to drink one or more alcoholic drinks. So I could say, hey, Carl, let's go get juiced up tonight. Meaning that let's go to the bar, let's get some drinks, and let's drink more than one drink. Let's get a feeling out of it. So I'm juicing up drinking alcohol. All right, so those are all the three phrasal verbs I wanted to talk about today. Call on, even up, and juice up. And so let's review the definitions, of course. Call on can mean to ask for help, to visit, or to challenge. So even up only has that one definition of to make something fair or more equal. And juice up has the three definitions I gave you, which are to make something more exciting or perform better, to turn on the electricity to something, or to drink one or more alcoholic drinks. Okay? So try those out if you hear them. Try to pick out which definition it means if you're you remember which these are. And I hope you can try to use them yourself next time you're out speaking English. But anyways, it's been my pleasure talking with you, and I will see you next time.